Christmas markets, river cruises, and enough regional food vocabulary to humble a professional chef. Welcome to Getaway Travel LLC's corner of the travel internet.
Paul, Getaway Travel LLC has been mapping out a Belgian holiday markets river cruise. And today we're covering the second half of that itinerary. Markets, caves, cathedrals, and the food that ties it all together.
Let's start with the markets themselves.
The central question here is what actually differentiates these markets from one another? Because a Ferris wheel and an ice rink appear at nearly every stop, and the real distinctions are in the details.
The Post puts it plainly about the cruise framing. It's all in different areas. You get a great cruise and spectacular views and travel adventures. Each market is a bit different.
And the differences are genuine. Antwerp's market sprawls across several squares in Old Town, with festive light projections on historic facades and more than 100 stalls surrounding an ice rink set against Oons Leeuwenvrouw Cathedral.
The food alone at Antwerp earns its own paragraph. Cuberdons, which are cone-shaped candies with a crystallized shell and a gooey center, the Post's instruction is specific. Bite the top off and slurp out the insides. Travel writing with actionable guidance.
Hasselt. Traditionally the first market to open in Belgium leans into the carnival atmosphere. Grand Carousel, Ghost House, and that archery booth where you try to break water balloons. Santa's house there is modeled on the famous one in Rovaniemi, Finland.
Liège goes bigger on entertainment. Opera presentations, magic shows, and a European circus with a big top and a temporary motorcycle racing sphere. It also has its own specialty waffle, the Gaufre de Liège, dense and caramelized.
Crossing into the Netherlands, Maastricht's market sits in Vrijthof Square, surrounded by historic buildings, including the Basilica of St. Servatius. Then there's Valkenburg, which is genuinely singular.
Shopping inside two centuries-old marlstone caves, Gemeentegracht and Fluellengracht, with thousands of twinkling lights. The Post calls it a shopping experience you will never be able to duplicate. And that feels accurate.
Artisan items carved from marlstone, the same material as the White Cliffs of Dover, including candle holders, chess sets, and nativity scenes. Aachen closes the itinerary with 130-plus vendors clustered around the oldest cathedral in Northern Europe, burial site of Charlemagne.
The food anchor there is Aachener Printen, a hard, spicy gingerbread available chocolate-covered or with nuts. The cruise departs in 2027, and the contact details are in the Post. From cave markets to cathedral squares, the through line is that each stop is genuinely distinct. Different food, different atmosphere, different history. Next time, more destinations, more regional specialties, and almost certainly more waffle varieties. There are always more waffle varieties.